This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated Prime Minister College of Excellence in all 55 districts of Madhya Pradesh from Indore today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also participated in this program. The Assembly Speaker, Deputy Chief Minister and Ministers were also present in the district-level programs. Earlier in the day, Mr. Shah participated in Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign in Indore. The city is creating a world record by planting 11 lakh trees in a day. World leaders have condemned the attack on former US President Donald Trump at an election rally in Western Pennsylvania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep concern on the attack on former US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi strongly condemned the incident. He said violence has no place in politics and democracies. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres sent his best wishes to Trump for a speedy recovery. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was injured in a shooting at his rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. A gunman and one audience member were killed in the shooting last night. Another spectator is in serious condition. In a statement, former president thanked the Secret Service and law enforcement for their rapid response. He also informed that a bullet pierced the upper part of his right ear. President Joe Biden denounced the violence and said that he is grateful Trump is safe. Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has outlined significant development plans for Ladakh in alignment with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for a threefold acceleration of development efforts during his third term. During the Beneficiary Interaction Program of the National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation at Kargil, the minister highlighted several key initiatives aimed at enhancing the socio-economic status of minorities in the region. He announced the establishment of a cultural center in Kargil, designed to promote and preserve the cultural heritage of minority communities. The center will be developed in collaboration with an educational institution, providing both cultural and educational support. In Odisha, doors of Ratna Bhandar, the treasure trove of Lord Sri Jagannath Temple at the holy town of Puri, opened this afternoon. A special team opened the inside doors of the Ratna Bhandar that was last opened in 1985, while the inventory of its jewels and other valuables was last conducted in 1978. The country was eagerly waiting with bated breath to know about the precious jewelries and gemstones inside the Ratna Bhandar. The inner chamber of Ratna Bhandar at the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple boasts a collection of the rarest jewelry, including diamonds, gold, and precious gems. These treasures, donated over centuries by devotees and kings to Lord Jagannath, are preserved and catalogued. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Nagaland, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. It said extremely heavy rainfall is expected in Konkan, Goa, Ghats of Madhya Maharashtra till Tuesday. IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in coastal Karnataka and south interior Karnataka today and tomorrow. Telangana, Marathwada and Vidarbha likely to witness very heavy rainfall tomorrow. In Wimbledon tennis, world number 2 Novak Djokovic will walk home with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz in men's singles final in London this evening. This is the Spaniard Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Serbian Novak Djokovic is a 7-time champion. Djokovic will look to equal Roger Federer's record of 8 Wimbledon men's singles titles. In mixed doubles final, 7-seeded Polish-Taiwan pair of Jan Zielinski and Si Xiu Wei will be up against Mexico can do Santiago Gonzalez and Giuliani almost this evening. The final match of the European Football Championship Euro Cup will be played between Spain and England tonight at 12:30 Indian Standard Time in Berlin. Spain is aiming for a record 4th title at the Continental Championship, while England will be playing in their second consecutive Euro final. In another Continental Football Championship, Copa America Tournament of American contingent, Argentina and Colombia will lock horns in Miami tomorrow early morning at 5:30 IST. Argentina is looking for its 3rd consecutive win, while Colombia has a chance to win their 2nd Copa America title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.